大家好，欢迎又来收听潘吉珍妮告诉你 It's me Spencer。
大家好，我是 Jenny。 那今天呢，我们要跟大家说说能让你就是怎么说非常 mouth watering、口水直流的。
So we're talking about 吃的。
哎，又来了。
Nice。
我们今天说的这些吃呢，都是非常有中国特色的一些食物、从 street food 街边小吃，比如煎饼果子，到一些、
nice.
大菜硬菜 like those.
All right, my mouth is watering already.
Okay, then let's dig in, shall we?
Okay, let's do it.
对 dig in 呢其实就是开动是吧、
yeah,
我们对
basically, let's start eating, let's dig into it with our forks and knives.
没错，所以在吃饭前啊，如果一大桌子人，这也是很好的一个、就说 yeah, let's just do it, let's eat.
Yeah, that's what my dad always used to say, let's dig in.
Let's dig in, 啊、好，那我们今天的微信推送呢，除了有让你垂涎三尺的这些食物图片动图，最主要的呢是有他们的这个英语叫法和中文翻译，所以喜欢美食又喜欢学英语的你一定要收藏一下我们今天的文字推送、大家可以到咱们的微信公众号开言英语，开放的开，语言的言，来找到今天的这个配套文字啊。哎 Spencer, 其实做这集节目的一个动因，一个 motivation 就是最近刚播完的舌尖上的中国第三季。
Yeah, I heard about that.
舌尖上的中国它英语名我觉得起得非常的好，叫做
The English name of the show would be like A Bite of China.
对 so a bite of something, a bite 就是一口。
对。
咬一口啊。
Little nibble, possibly.
Yeah, nibble on something 就是随便吃吃或者吃点小零嘴解解馋啊。
对。
好那这个 It's a food documentary, and I thinkOne of the reasons it's so good is because it's not only about food,、but also about the backstory. 所以这里面呢，除了介绍美食，我说还有它的 backstory,、就是背后的故事，对吧
？That's right.
From where it comes from,、就像你说的 fish from、the river to the table.
Yeah, basically the source to the table.
对，其实这些食物都是 you know we're so familiar with them. We eat them on a daily basis, starting with this.Breakfast favorite.
Oh, yeah. So it would be the 煎饼, right?
煎饼果子.
Oh, the 煎饼果子. So like the Chinese breakfast wrap.
Wrap 就是 W-R-A-P.
That's right.
其实就是一个动作就是把一个东西裹起来、
that's、
对吧、
right.
You wrap it. 而其实我觉得 Mexican food, 墨西哥菜就是 it's full of wraps.
Yeah, a lot. Well, yeah, I mean, Mexicans wouldn't call it a wrap. They might call it a burrito.
Burrito,
yeah,
对卷饼.
But you have to wrap it to make it.
对然后我们中国这个 wrap 呢很有特色的就是里面包的东西 So inside this very thin pancake、这个很薄的一张卷饼啊、一个 pancake 其实可以是甜的那种美式 breakfast pancake、然后也可以是
是咸的又是
咸的
So yeah you can have like a savory kind of pancake or a sweet、kind.
Or I guess more 更对应的可能是 it's a crepeRight,、C-R-E-P-E.
Yeah, because crepes are very thin.
Very thin.、Yeah. 法国那种 crepe 其实就跟我们的这种煎饼是完全一样的、我觉得。其实、在这个 crepe 里面呢它加的就是油条、或者就是脆的就平平的 like a flatbread.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, I guess you could kind of say like a crispy fried、
right.
flatbread or
对
something.
对对、yeah. 油条的英语叫做
Oil stick? Just 开玩笑。
你太形象了啦。
Yeah, no, kidding.、no, just like a fried dough stick.
Yeah, fried dough, a fried dough.
It's like the Chinese donut. It's just not round. It's,
对而且 it's not sweet. It's savory.
That's true too. But yeah, the process is kind of the same, I feel like.
对 dough, D-O-U-G-H, 就是面团、
对
然后呢 deep fried dough stick.
油炸的 yeah, yeah.
哦这个我必须说就是真的我在国外若一段时间我会特别特别想念煎饼果子、It's definitely one of, you know, my comfort food, my go-to food.
Well, now that you're back, you can really get down on some,
是是是
some Chinese breakfast wraps.
哎然后这个煎饼果子呢当然除了我们刚刚说的有 crepe 饼然后 fried dough stick, 还有很重要的就是一些配料、like some toppings.
Yeah,
like,
that's my favorite part, actually. It really brings the flavor.
Yeah, and the texture, 对吧、质地和口味比如说香菜、
对 so like cilantro
cilantro
a lot of people hate cilantro but I 我真的很爱
it's something you either love or hate
yeah right no in between huh
然后还有榨菜
榨菜是 like the pickles
like Chinese pickles
this is the one thing I'm still not super 还不是那么习惯了，接受，对，有点咸。
还有像葱花 spring onions，
yeah, like scallions，
scallions。然后我觉得还有不可少，当然鸡蛋 eggs， 还有一种酱，甜面酱，或者你喜欢吃辣的人 hot sauce。
Oh yeah, I love the hot sauce.
You love the hot sauce.
Gotta have hot sauce.
我是喜欢甜面酱、
okay.
，and that is.
So it's like, like the sweet bean paste.
对，甜面酱。Mm-hmm. 诶，说到 sweet bean paste, 甜面酱，我觉得就可以讲到我们下一个要说的中国特色美食。
北京烤鸭。
对了。
Oh, yes.
这个北京烤鸭英语叫做
We still call it, a lot of people still call it Peking duck.
没错，就是不会说 Beijing duck, 因为 Peking 就是以不是汉语拼音、mm. 对吧它是以前 Is it Wade Giles?
It's like, I don't know, it's like, well, either way, it's the really old, like,
以前的 Romanization
是、啊、
但我觉得现在呢就说到比如 I'm from Beijing or I'm、mm. going to Beijing、mm-hmm. 就大家会说 Beijing、mm-hmm. 汉语拼音、
yeah.
但是有三个地方、mm. We still usePeking, right?、
Mm, so the first one is the roast duck.、
Mm. 你前面说 roasted duck.
Oh yeah, because you gotta roast it, baby.
对 roast 呢就是烤、mm-hmm. 对吧 So if you want to be more precise, you can say Peking roasted duck.、
Mm-hmm.
But if you just say Peking duck, everyone knows you're talking about 北京烤鸭
Yeah, that's right. They、know what you're talking about.
对这北京烤鸭跟我们前面说的 Chinese breakfast wrap, 煎饼果子有点像就是都会有一张饼但这个饼要小很多、mm. 然后也厚一点、
mm. Oh yeah, what do we call those actually?
我们前面说那个很薄的叫 crepe、
yeah.
I think this one is more like a pancake
Yeah, I guess you could call it just like a pancake in English
That's what Wikipedia uses
Chinese、It's, pancake
对 Chinese pancake
好吧 Chinese pancake
当然很重要的就是前面我们也说了甜面酱、sweet bean sauce、
mm.
很重要的就是要有小配菜比如黄瓜、
mm, Yeah, so like、cucumbers
Cucumber slices、mm. A scallion、mm. 葱金葱 A leek
哇我快饿都饿死了
对最主要的呢你要把它卷起来啊像这个动作卷起来、
mm. Roll it up
roll it up 对我觉得这个 roll 就像 spring roll 天、
yeah.
卷
Wait, It's funny because we were talking about the wrap and the roll So、mm. is there I don't know kind of like wrapping and rolling are kind of the same thing
Kind of the same 但我觉得 wrap 好像更大一点
This is true actually So yeah guys、yeah. if you have like a wrap it's gonna be bigger so like a burrito is kind of like a wrap
对
whereas rolls you can buy rolls and they'll be smaller
对、
usually.
就像春卷或者我们卷起来、mm. 北京烤鸭
or sushi rolls even
对对对就小一点啊、
mm-hmm.
好那当然我觉得北京烤鸭最主要里面那个鸭子嘛那个鸭子很多朋友就喜欢吃它那个皮
oh yeah
喜欢它那个脆
yeah so it's like crispy、skin.
crispy
oh so delicious、
对 crispy 诶说到这个烤鸭然后脆的皮像烤乳猪也是要脆的皮、mm.烤乳猪叫
like a suckling pig.
Yeah, suckling pig. a suckling pig is just a piglet, 就是一个乳猪小的猪
little baby pig.
对 baby pig 啊、oh. 好，那我们讲完了two kinds of wraps and rolls.、Mm. 我们现在来说说就带劲儿一点的辣的东西。
哦，还有什么呀？是麻辣烫吗？
对了
，nice. I guess in English, what would we call this? Like a spicy Sichuan soup?
Yeah, 但是我发现现在越来越多就是用拼音就麻辣烫 Because it's something that's very easy for a foreigner to pronounce.
That's true.
即使没有任何汉语基础的人、mm-hmm. 就他看到这个写出来拼音麻辣烫、mm-hmm. 就是很容易读
Also, 这个麻辣 is very like particular to China. So、mm. like, you know, I mean, we don't really use the mala kind of spice in、
That、
the West.
Kind of numbing.
Yeah, it's just like a numbing spice.
Sensation.
Yeah,、
right?
yeah. Yeah, so I think it kind of makes sense to just call it what it is.
对，麻辣烫。但是麻辣烫呢，最主要就是它里面是一小串一小串的嘛。这种串儿英语可以叫
like skewers.
Skewers,、mm-hmm. skewers.
没错、
right? Skewers.、
Yeah.
Skewers 其实在我们中国的食物，特别是 street food， 就是街、mm-hmm. 街头街边小吃很常见、嗯、很广泛、嗯、除了有麻辣烫、
嗯yeah.
然后还有像晚上去吃烧烤啊什么的
yeah, 烧烤啊 yeah that's right
讲到这个我那天就在想其实美国也有很多 street food、
嗯、yeah I mean mostly in the big cities like New York DC has some too where I'm from
因为你们有那个 food trucks
yeah food trucks
美食卡车对吧、嗯、
yeah bigfood trucks
而且 food trucks 在美国现在是一种就是很吃货很 foodie 的一个
yeah,
一个潮流、
exactly. mm-hmm.
它其实就是把一些不起眼的街头小吃、mm-hmm. 弄得第一呢通常还是比较卫生的 so it's、mm-hmm. pretty clean and reliable、
mm-hmm. yeah it's true and what's they've gotten really、creative with it these days
对还有很有创意、
like, you'll, yeah you'll see like a mix of like Korean and Mexican
对
like Korean burritos
韩国和墨西哥的 fusion 融合 yeah, 对因为、对所有的美食卡车真的要它要成功的话、mm-hmm. 必须很有创意、
mm-hmm.
而且很、
sure.
很会在 Twitter 啊 Instagram 上面推广对吧、mm-hmm. 就是网红食物啊
That's right, that's right.、嗯、so they promote themselves on、social media too.、
嗯、
they do get a following.
对对对、
yeah.
其实就像我们中国现在美食也是嘛就像奶茶 milk tea, 或者现在我觉得很多传统的美食 traditional food or traditional、mm-hmm. just cooking culture, the art of cooking,、
mm-hmm.
现在年轻人就是通过网络也是大家会、mm-hmm. It's relevant again.
Yeah,
you know?
no, it definitely is.
比如像这一季《舌尖上的中国》，他就花很多的篇幅讲，就是cookware 啊、这怎么烧菜的器皿用具，
嗯，
像这个一口锅
，Yeah, so like pots and like
pots,
woks,
pots and pans， 没错，就是 woks， 就是章丘手工铁锅，
啊啊啊啊，
所以中国的这种锅子，铁锅比较深的，我们炒菜用的就叫做
wok。
Walk.
Yeah, we call it a walk.
W-O-K.
That's right.
其实它这个就是应该是从广东话。
Yeah, 应该吧。I don't know. I don't know 广东话, but I imagine that's where it came from.
It's a walk,、
mm-hmm,
对吧、
mm-hmm.
像一般平底锅这个英语叫。
是一个 pan, 对吧
P-A-N, pan.、
Mm-hmm, yeah.
前面我们说的 pancake 那个饼它是平底锅里面摊出来的、mm-hmm. 所以它叫 pancake.、Mm-hmm.
That's right, that's right.
对然后呢稍微深一点你烧汤的那个叫。
Pot.
Pot,
yeah.
对所以经常
Pots, pans, woks.
Yeah, pots, pans, woks.
Yeah.
所有的锅。
还有什么呀 grills.
啊、烧烤的那种、一个炉子、一个架子、是吧
对。
那炒菜的时候当然你要勤勤恳恳要炒的那个铲子嘛那个东西。
是那个 spatula.
Spatula.
Yeah.
对这个的发音我觉得稍微有点
绕
口
yeah.
对有点难
I don't even、I wonder why we call it a spatula
a spatula
Chanza makes sense to me
Chanza
I don't know what a spatula is
A shovel
yeah, Well it is it's, like
right,
a food,
it's
a food shovel
Food shovel、
yeah.
Shovel 是那种工地上的铲子
Yeah exactly That makes more sense
对、好那我们今天最后呢我觉得可以再回顾一下像、All the previous seasons of A Bite of China 给我们就是、总结了很多中国的经典美食、我们今天在微信推送里面呢也把它 we divided them by region 比如北京有名的、当然除了像这个 Peking Duck、然后还有冰糖葫芦英语叫做
冰糖葫芦 Candied Hawthorn、
Hawthorn 就是山楂 Candied 就是外面裹一层糖、
yeah, that's right、
然后像、四川这个什么麻婆豆腐呀、然后对小面啊这些啊、还有比如新疆的大盘鸡、I know you really
like、
oh,
it. Yeah, I love the 大盘鸡。
大盘鸡英语可以叫做
Big Play Chicken?
Big Play, 我觉得你这翻译特别接地气特别好。接地气啊特别。
It's funny, I actually, when I was home last year, I found actually there was a 新疆 restaurant in DC, and this is really 在美国特别罕见的。
Was it authentic?
Yeah. And I was, oh man, yeah, they got the Big Play Chicken.
但在美国卖的大盘鸡是不是那个鸡里面骨头比较少 It was more meat, 是吧
Yeah. But I don't have a problem with that. That's cool.
Yeah.
But everything else was good.
就 flavor wise,、
yeah,
口味上来说还是很正宗的
yeah,
啊，
特别好。
好的，那我们今天的节目呢，就跟大家总结了一下有特色的一些中国美食啊。其实不管是我们的节目，还是我们的会员课程，都有。 很多美食主题类的节目、嗯、因为这真的就是民以食为天嘛、
嗯、
Everyone needs to eat.
Yeah, food is the people's main concern, Jenny.
Food is the people's main concern. 是我们人民人类的一个基本需求是吧
是啊是啊
对所以大家都可以到我们的公众号或者你是会员的话呢搜寻美食然后就会找到所有就是中中西西各种食物相关的英语课程、嗯、好感谢大家的收听然后下一次诶你对美食类还有什么想知道的都欢迎大家在今天节目留言里面告诉我和 Spencer、
嗯、
我们很乐意以后再为大家做节目的、
嗯、
好那也希望你在听了我们的会员课程之后如果觉得非常意犹未尽啊、still want to dig in a little bit more
yeah.
Yeah. or a little bit deeper、嗯、对吧学得更多的话呢 check out our members、lessons
yeah that's right and、speaking of digging in I think it's about lunchtime Jenny maybe we should get on out of here
我们不是还有一个节目要录吗好谢谢大家的收听 we'll see you next time 再见
bye bye